EA Sports. If it's in the game, it's in the game. Unless it's not in the game, and if it is in the game, it will probably be removed. This is a long intro. Welcome in to episode 10 of Shrek Attack, the big number 10. We got 100 listens for the first time last week over all the episodes put together. Huge milestone. I'm Brandon Schreckengost, the host of Shrek Attack, named after my last name, Shrek, and what I do, Attack. Today we attack EA, Madden specifically, but first, we have to go over a few things. First and foremost, the Detroit Lions won their first playoff game since I was born. Well, they won one about 3 months after I was born, but I don't remember that because I was 3 months old, and who actually remembers anything from that time? But the first one I can remember since I was born. Do you know what kind of week this is for me? This is fucking awesome. I have so many emotions. That's probably why I haven't recorded, because I just have felt a lot of things I haven't felt. I think it's called joy, but I don't know. Second piece of information. Somebody told me that Hulu tried to start them on a new show that they have never watched on season 2. Hulu, what the fuck? Prices keep going up. Fix your shit. Same thing goes, you know, Netflix reached out to me for a survey today, and I told them, you know, for the fucking price, they just asked me a lot about Spider-Man Across the Multiverse, which is an excellent movie, go watch it, and they asked, like, they said so much, and they're like, have you ever watched the first movie? And I was like, yeah, and you should bring it back to Netflix, because I pay a lot of fucking money for this. You guys don't allow password sharing. And fucking, like, what are we paying money for whenever you remove, like, all the good shit? Like, Across the Universe, Spider-Verse, sorry, won't be on there forever. It's just like, alright, so there's a lot of things going on today. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be ranting a lot. And maybe I should save that one for another video. Like, maybe I should just have a full video on fucking streaming services and membership, like video game memberships, like PlayStation Plus, like the new one is now $160 a year or something like that. I think it's more, actually. I do believe it is more. Why? What? Nothing's changed. If actually, it became worse. They removed a lot of games that they were giving out for that. So, companies, you need to get a little less greedy. Speaking of companies that need to get a little less greedy, let's start talking about fucking Madden, huh? Yeah, let's start talking about the fucking bullshit game that has no competition whatsoever, so they will constantly remove features and re-add them and act like they're new. They'll release the same game over and over again if they're just content with that. We had to get like a full fucking movement on Twitter and everything to get them to actually work on franchise mode. I had to pause there for a second to take a drink of water and put chapstick on. I feel like my lips and like mouth were so dry that my mouth was trying to create a bunch of spit. And I was just trying to sound like Daffy Duck. So whenever I'm editing later, hopefully that's not how I sound. Daffy, Donald, whoever, whatever duck you prefer, I sounded like a fucking duck. Anyway, Madden has been a shit game for a long time now. Ever since about 13, when they really started going ham on Madden Ultimate Team. And let's address that real quick. First off, there's an NCAA game coming out this year that's just going to be like college football, I believe it's called. And I think we need to we can't use NCAA, but we gotta do something where the Ultimate Team layer remains being called Nut. Because it was in NCAA 14, it was called Nut, and I think that's hilarious. But I don't think it should be the main focus. As a matter of fact, let's stick to Madden right now and Mutt, where we need to talk about what they need to do there. That's right, I'm going to discuss Madden Ultimate Team, because it deserves its own little segment. The first issue with Madden is the billionaire company does not have the right, they need more teams. And one team has to be a Madden Ultimate Team, and then that game needs removed from fucking Madden, where it goes and becomes like a fucking Fortnite, a Smite, a League of Legends, something that's free, and you can get people to pay for your fucking cosmetics of cards. I went there. If you have to hard reset them once a year, like a fucking rank reset, fucking do it. I don't care. It has to be its own goddamn game. It doesn't make sense that it's not. People are content paying $70 now for Madden to play Ultimate Team and then spend like thousands more dollars on there. Just make it its own game. If you want to charge them like a yearly fee to do their ranked bullshit, then so be it. Just get it out of Madden and let Madden have a dedicated team to franchise and superstar. Once again, this is a billion-dollar company. They can afford, like, they have billions of dollars. They can fucking afford to create another team. And if you're one of those people who are super sympathetic to billion-dollar companies, and like, oh, well, if they make another team, it'll take a dent in their profits. These fuckers have, like, record profits every year. I don't feel bad. I do not feel bad at all. They should consider making a better product for the consumer. The consumer deserves a better product because it's really been shit for about 10 years now, if not longer. So that's the first thing. Get a whole nother team on Madden Ultimate Team. Fucking get that shit out of the game. And then have a dedicated team to superstar and franchise. You can really combine those. And it used to be connected franchise, where you could play as a superstar, a coach, or an owner, and you could do that with multiple people. You used to be able to do that shit. And it didn't, it wasn't bad. It worked pretty well. It was probably the highlight of their 13 to 17 fucking mess of a, I don't even fucking know. I don't even know how to phrase that. It was so bad. It was disgusting. Disgusting years that I do not miss. But, they were able to do that. It was a thing. You could be a superstar, a fucking coach, or an owner, all in the same franchise. Your friend could be a quarterback. You could be a running back. Your other friend could be a coach. I mean, all different teams, but still, it was a thing in the game that is no longer there. Because EA Sports, if it's in the game, it will get removed. Superstar mode, we'll cover Superstar mode real quick, because it's a fun mode. All they gotta do is go back to 06, see what they fucking did there, and reinvent it. If you want people to play Superstar, just bring back old Superstar. Hey, guess what? You can call it new because you dealt with all your other features that have been removed from the game at one point or another. People will fucking play it more. That's literally, if you have time, I'm not going to explain everything. Go look at Superstar mode from Madden 06 and just copy and paste that into Madden 25-2 because they're 10 years ago we had Madden 25 and instead of Madden 14 we have Madden 25. And now we're going to have Madden 25-2 this year. Or they'll just call it Madden 25 and pretend the old one never existed because it was kind of a garbage game. If you want to go back and play a history of Madden and have a good experience, play Madden 06. You can play Madden 08 if you want, but you can just also skip it. Play Madden 12. Play Madden 20. And then don't advance because it has not got to Madden 20 level again yet. And once you get used to Madden 24 graphics, you can't go back to Madden 20 graphics because the game's just, it doesn't play as smooth. The outside of franchise mode and the gameplay itself does not play as well. In Madden, we're going to touch on Madden gameplay real quick because I've just mentioned it. In Madden 20, you could hold L2 on defense. You could control a safety, a defense, it doesn't matter who you're on, but you could hold L2, and the computer would do whatever the computer is going to do, aka your player is going to play how your player is going to play, and their ratings mattered. Now, EA has it so you have to user everything, and it's really just kind of bullshit, because in Madden 20, your receivers would decide what kind of catch they were going to do. They knew if they were going to aggressively catch it, try to have a secure catch, I believe it's called, or if they were going to catch and run. And it was heavily based off their traits. We'll come back to that word later. Traits, because each person had, like, if a lot of people had, if they were bigger, if they were a physical receiver, they had, like, the aggressive catch trait. So they didn't really know the acrobatic sideline catch too well, but they could moss people. That was their specialty. And they would opt to do that more often than not. Now, you have to, like, your receivers are so fucking stupid that you have to tell them to catch the ball, what kind of catch you want, or they won't try to catch the ball at all. They will literally sit there and watch the cornerback just take it, and they're like, whoops, you didn't tell me what to do, so I didn't know how to catch the ball. But the worst part is, if you play Superstar mode, they released an update to where if you're playing a quarterback, your receivers, the AI, decides what kind of catch they want to do in different situations. So the tech is in the fucking game for the receiver AI to decide what kind of catch they want to do and perform it. And you know what? If you hit the button, it doesn't guarantee you catch it. The defender can still defend it quite well. But why? Like, make it optional. Make it, like, a lot of fucking people, and the reason I got back into the game is because we want ratings to matter. We want it to feel good whenever we draft these receivers, that they aren't only just physically gifted, but mentally gifted. What the fuck is awareness and play recognition in the game for if they don't fucking matter because you decide what they do for? If your receiver has really good awareness, he should know what kind of catch is best for what kind of situation. But no, they don't know how to catch it unless you tell them to, or unless they're wide fucking open, they will catch it out of, like pity, I guess. I don't know. They're capable of doing it, just not in traffic. If there is a cornerback within fucking 5 yards of your receiver, you have to tell them to catch the ball, because they just forget how to. They just don't know. They will, like, it will hit them in the face. I've seen it. It will hit them in the fucking face and hit the ground. Or worse, it'll hit them in the face, and because EA has fucking weird-ass ball mechanics this year, it'll bounce into the air awkwardly and get picked off by the cornerback that knows how to fucking catch on their own. Oh, all right. Well, there's the first rant. There's probably 2 or 3 more of those in me. I don't know. There could be more. There could be more. It just depends, because I'm like John Moxley's Titantron. Whenever he enters, unscripted, it says. I'm also unscripted. I came into this with a general idea of what I want to talk about, but I have no fucking clue what I'm going to talk about and what I'm going to say. But we need to talk about stuff outside of gameplay, even though, like, gameplay is huge. And I can go on about game. You know what? There's one more thing that I need to discuss in gameplay, actually. Actually, there's one more thing I need to discuss about gameplay, and it's going to frustrate me to no end again. I played 3 games of Madden today, one against a person, two, and they were all good games. They were all good games, and I'm still frustrated because I had a good day of Madden, but things from last week are pissing me off. All right, so last week I played a few games of Madden. My offensive line against a 4-man rush. Okay, fun fact, if you don't know football, there are 5 offensive linemen. There are 4 people usually rushing the quarterback in a base defense. I had 4 people rushing the defense. 4 people rushing my 5 offensive linemen. And there was somebody unblocked. Not once, not twice, not 3 times, but 4 times in one game. My left tackle just decided the right end did not exist, and the right end came right around and tackled my quarterback. A good old sack. And then he teabagged him because he's like, haha, your left tackle doesn't like you. That last part was made up, but it might as well have been true because it happened 4 times in one game. That's fucking stupid. How, like, first off, one of the main game devs is a retired offensive lineman. How does he not, like, implement that every lineman knows who to pick up on a base rush? I feel like it's not that hard. And in a matter of fact, it's only started happening since we got to the newest generations where the AI was supposed to be that its fucking best. They're supposed to be able to program the AI so much better than they ever been able to in the past. But no, like, they're so dumb. They're so dumb. Offensive linemen, just literally, if you especially line up a little wide, any of the wide formations, just call a four, like, just call any base fucking package. If you just line up wide, I haven't tested this yet, but I bet if I were to spread out my D-line, like, on just a regular play, like, if I called cover one man and just spread out my defensive line so that they were a little bit wider than the offensive line, I'd get a free rusher because it's every time. The offensive linemen don't know who to look at. There's one, the double gap and the nickel. I mean, that should be enough for me to know, for people who play Madden to know what I'm talking about. You can call anything from there. And the fucking left end, who they used to have it labeled right end, but the left end will get in there every time, unblocked. And I have to, like, tell my running back to stay in from his route and cover him because my five offensive linemen will just not cover him, even though there's five of them and four rushers. I have to have a sixth one in just to cover the AI stupidity. I'm not a programmer, but whenever I look at other games that have a lot of complex things going on and they seem to be able to figure it out, like, I don't know. I need to try Axis Football. I need to try Wild Card Football. I need to try other football games because I just feel like other games might have this a little bit better. Just, like, the awareness of the offensive line. I'm not, like, it's not, I'm not asking for the game to be perfect. I'm just asking for basic shit. Like, five people can block four people. And it shouldn't be forever because there are really good defensive ends and really good defensive tackles that can break through eventually. It's easier to get through blocks than it is to block somebody. But what my thing is that they aren't trying at all. There's no contact. The defensive end literally just fucking runs around the offensive line, and the offensive line just kind of, like, plays fucking patty cakes together. You know? I don't know what to do. What the f- oh my god. Okay. Anyway, so let's get to franchise mode. Let's get off gameplay, because I'll talk about gameplay all night, and I'm already the same amount in to the podcast that I've created last week about my history, and I felt like I was talking for 3 hours last week. It was 19 minutes, and now I'm 19 minutes in. I feel like I just started because I have so much. This game. Anyway, into franchise, where we do not have as many features as we did 12 years ago. We do not have as many features as we did 18 years ago. I don't know why we don't have fucking features that we don't have features. We do not have features that we had 18 years ago. It makes no sense to me. There are some things. Like, I get it. There are some things in the game that a lot of people want, like suspensions and whatnot, that the NFL just does not allow. Because, obviously, they don't want to glorify the reason people are getting suspended. They don't want to glorify dirty hits. They don't want to glorify domestic violence. They don't want to glorify alcohols and drugs and DUIs and whatnot. And that's fine. Don't glorify that. We don't need dirty hits in the game. We don't need them. Like, what we need is personality traits, we used to have those. We used to have personality traits, and we used to have random events. In NFL Head Coach 09, which was, if they just remade that game, I could be happy, because that game was so fucking good. The graphics were absolute ass. But you didn't play it. You didn't control the players. You just coached. And I think the reason they don't do that anymore is because they don't think the fans understand football. It had everything that Madden does not have today. It had a full-fledged offseason. It had compensation picks. It had incentives in the contract. I'm getting off track, but that's all stuff that needs mentioned, though. That is all stuff that absolutely needs mentioned later. But NFL head coach 09 has so many features that Madden just doesn't have. But that game did have random events that happen. Somebody didn't file. It would come up with something innocent. It doesn't even need details. But I remember one time, I had a player miss 2 weeks because he was very tall and he hit his head off the ceiling walking down steps and he got a concussion. He was out 2 weeks. It's a very specific scene that I remember. Somebody one time in this game missed a week because he poked his eye too hard putting in his contacts. Just random events like that. And I understand we have practice injuries now, which is cool, but it's not the full immersion we want. Practice is also kind of really arcadey right now. It's really limited and it needs an upgrade, which I'll get to. But I'm not saying that we need very detailed reasons. Just, hey, you know, insert name here had an accident. That's all it has to say. He will miss 2 weeks because of this accident. Or so-and-so had an incident with... He had trouble. Be vague. I don't give a fuck. Had some trouble off the field. And he is going to be suspended. Or so-and-so got in trouble off the field. It's under investigation. How do you want to handle this? And your options can be suspend till figured out, wait till figured out, or just completely ignore and let him play through it. It's because ultimately, unless the commissioner comes down with a suspension, it is a team and coaching decision. Alvin Kamara got suspended for 3 games, but until he was suspended for those 3 games, he just played, where other players that I just can't think of off the top of my head, I know had something happen. That's just something where a little more immersion in the world would go a long way, I feel. And I get that that's really complex. I do. I think it's something they're capable of implementing because they've implemented it before two systems ago. So why can't they do it now in a new system that's supposed to be more powerful than any system we've ever had? They are capable of it. I promise you. They are capable of it. Just get it in. Another thing we need to address before I even go into all the fucking shit missing that should be in a fucking football game. I think Axis has all this stuff, actually. Like I said, I need to play that game. I need to just suck it up, fork out the $20, and play that game and see how good it is, because it's really building up hype on the internet right now. But another thing that EA has to do, really, really bad, and it's a damn shame that they haven't done it yet. And, I mean, this is something where not even a head coach had it. And head coach seemed like the game that would be advanced enough to do it. But I don't think we explained position terminologies the way we do now back then. Within the past, I want to say 10 years. That's probably accurate. It's probably about the 2013 to 2016 area where we changed the position terminology. And instead of right end, left end, we have edge rushers. We have off-ball linebackers. We need to update nose tackles as opposed to 4-3 defensive tackles and run stuffers and, the defensive ends of 3-4. Because the defensive ends of a 3-4 and the outside linebacker, how do I even explain this? The defensive end in a 4-3 and the outside linebacker in a 3-4 are the exact same fucking position. However, because they still have them listed as outside linebacker and defensive end as opposed to off-ball linebacker and edge rusher, you get a lot of rushing players whose jobs are primarily just to rush the quarterback, like Khalil Mack, for example. Very often, you'll get him playing off-ball linebacker. He has no coverage skills. His zone and man are in the 30s and 40s because he's an edge rusher. His job is to sack the quarterback. But once again, the AI and the most advanced system that we've ever had that was supposed to drastically improve the AI cannot comprehend the difference between an edge rusher and an off-ball linebacker. If you really want to experience having teams do the proper thing, you have to go in every offseason, every single offseason, and this is time consuming. I've done it. I don't have time to do it anymore. Whenever I was in college, I could do this all the time. But now that I'm older and have like an adult life, I can't do this now. You have to go in and you have to, first off, look at what scheme the teams are playing, what playbooks they are playing, and then you have to go to every defensive end and outside linebacker and change their position accordingly to the team's playbooks and schemes. And it's so time consuming. No troll, it takes over an hour to do this every fucking season. So I don't do it anymore. I'd say the coach is a bad coach. Doesn't understand that Khalil Mack is an edge rusher and not an off-ball linebacker. It's as kayfabe as I can fucking get for this, because, and this one isn't particularly an AI problem. Like, the receivers not knowing how to catch is an AI problem. The offensive line not understanding who to block is an AI problem. This one is fucking pure laziness and ignorance on the development team. All they have to do is change the positional names of the right edge, left edge, right off-ball linebacker, left ball off-ball linebacker. Oh my god. It's stubbornness, because they can keep the system and literally just fucking change the names, and then they can go in and they can change the names of the positions in the players, because that's how they have it programmed. The players are assigned to positions and the computers just happen to place a left end at a left end, or usually an outside linebacker at an outside linebacker spot. So Khalil Mack, we'll stick to him for the example. He is a left outside linebacker. And EA sees that, and they have somebody who has a left outside linebacker need in a 4-3, go and pick him up because he's a left outside linebacker. Even though his skills are good enough to pull up his overall in the scheme that the team needs so that he's better than other players in that position. Technically, even though it's all based off his awareness, he has super high awareness and not zone skills. The game either needs to balance this in such a way that they do not pick him up, or realistically he fits a certain scheme that they just shouldn't want. I don't know, man. It's so frustrating. It's so fucking frustrating. Just how, like I said, it's laziness and ignorance. It's not that hard of a change. I have enough of a programming history to know that it's literally just go in and change the names of a few positions. You don't have to overhaul the entire position chart. You just have to go in and say that, you know, your Khalil Macks are edge rushers and your Ernest Jones is a off-ball linebacker. I mean, he's a middle linebacker, so we don't really have this problem, but if they happen to make him an outside linebacker, he'd be an off-ball linebacker. It's just like, it's such an easy fix, and they just won't do it. It's definitely one that can be in the game any year, because they just have to change words in the program. It's all they have to do. Let's get into the more complicated stuff, at least things I would deem a little more complicated, because they might have to explain it to casual Madden players and kids. Let's not forget kids play this game. So I assume they don't want to explain it because it's somewhat complicated, but I should have mentioned this back with like the receivers earlier catching the ball, how they want to catch it. Add these features in because they've shown that they're capable of doing this because they added features in this year and they made them optional. There's an off and on toggle. So like, if you want to tell your receivers every little way to pick their nose, turn off their AI and just control them. However, if you want them to make their own decisions and you want their ratings to matter and their awareness and play recognition and whatnot to matter, then turn on the AI decisions of making their own decisions. It does not have to be a concrete thing. The thing is, everybody should be able to play Madden how they want, and I want to play it the way I played it 10 years ago, where the receivers made their own decisions, where the team chemistry mattered, where the ratings mattered, where I could turn the sliders all the way down to zero, and nothing assisted the game. Right now, you have to fiddle with sliders for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks on end. Sometimes months. I wish I was fucking kidding. Sometimes you need to fiddle with sliders for months just to play this game, or just to like make this game playable. And even then, it's not good enough. Like right now, I don't know if Madden is going to decide to just shit on me because it has this system where it assists in... It just makes you choose how much you want assisted on each of these things. Like, passing accuracy. I currently cannot pass above 50%. And it's because Madden had an update that affected the sliders. And the sliders don't do what they say they're gonna do. Like, passing accuracy should be passing accuracy. If I turn up passing accuracy, it should not affect the confidence meter of the computer passer. Like, oh my god. Because you can get a Robo QB on the other team. If you play Madden, you know what a Robo QB is. It's where they just complete everything. They never miss a pass. Everything's perfect. And the way to combat that in the past was to zero out the sliders and have their ratings actually fucking matter. It was like, if they had a 76%, or if they had a 76 rating, they would hit around 76% of their passes accurately. It doesn't mean they were going to finish 76% of passes. Sometimes they had good days. Sometimes their receivers helped them out and they had 80%. Sometimes the defense was really good and they were able to knock down some passes and they were down around 55 to 60%. But like the thing is, the rating was like a system. It was like how many, on a scale of 1 to 100, what percentage of passes were they hit? What percentage of catches will they catch? That used to be a thing. It used to be designed like that. Now it's like, it's not like that. If you turn down the QB accuracy for the computer, they'll just start dumping everything underneath because they don't have the confidence to throw it downfield, which is just annoying. It just makes the game really hard to play because you can't get the perfect game. You can't get the gameplay you want anymore because you can't get like the ratings to 100% matter. And they say the ratings matter most on All-Pro, but if you go to All-Pro instead of All-Madden, then the computer doesn't know how to play call. It'll be like 3rd and 12, and they'll just call an I-formation run up the middle. I don't know if you don't know football, that's not the play. It's not the play. If you're going to run it in that situation, you most likely want to do it from the shotgun, and you want to run a draw or something, or you're just trying to run down the clock, in which case, it's situational. But no, it would be they'd be down by like 20 in the third quarter, and it'd be 3rd and 15, and they just line up an I formation and run the ball because they don't know better in All Pro. In All Madden, they tend to pass too much and they pass too well, and the game really assists them, and it feels like bullshit 90% of the time when you lose. But I'd rather have a challenge and just curb stomp everyone. I apologize for how like unorganized my thoughts are here. I was going to actually write stuff down, but I hate being scripted. So anyway, as I was saying way before I went into another tangent, was that they probably don't want to explain like 4-year contracts or compensation picks or how like free agency actually works with restricted free agency and then like the free-for-all that goes on. They probably don't want to explain how undrafted free agents normally work after the draft. And they don't want to put in a program, because that would be a lot of effort, to get compensation picks stored in the draft based off the tier of free agents the player is. Which, I don't understand why they won't do that. Because in NFL Head Coach 09, a game that was made in 2008... they had all that. There was a full system that worked. I mean, they had, you could design plays in that game. You could literally sit down, say what route you want each receiver to run, say what you wanted the running back to do, say what blocking scheme you wanted. There's just so much more depth to that game than there is in any fucking Madden game in the past fucking 15 years. And I don't understand why. Madden 12 did a hell of a job. And Madden 12 did not have everything that I wanted. Like, they did not have the void years, the detailed contracts, incentives in contracts for your players to make more money. I know you control your players for the most part, but it would be cool in coaching mode, which is a thing that a lot of people play as, where they just go into a slow sim and they watch their teams perform. It's a thing that happens. A lot of players do that because it's fun to do, but it's not well represented right now. And I know I'm stuttering a lot because I'm just so fucking angry at Madden. Haven't done one of these in a minute. This is a post-editing note. Yeah, I was going through words like an idiot, and I could not say represented, apparently. So, enjoy the rest of the show. Yeah, continuing. However, a football game has so much potential. In NCAA 14, there was a coaching carousel. A full coaching carousel with all the college teams in that game. And there are a lot more college teams than there are NFL teams. Tell me why they can't do a coaching carousel where you can start as like maybe a quarterback's coach and work your way up to a head coach. Tell me. Because you don't need to start the whole way at quarterback coach, but like offensive, defensive coordinator. This is how it was in NCAA 14. You could start as the offensive or defensive coordinator in a one-star school. And you could work your way up. Every offseason, there were offers from other colleges where you could get into a, if you were an offensive coordinator, they would maybe a two-star school. I just want to go into a tier system for everything. But a two-star school would be like, hey, we'll give you some more money, which they gave you like a payment that you could spend in your skill tree to make it worth it. And they're like, hey, we'll give you such and such, which was their currency, but it was essentially, hey, we'll give you more money than you're making now to come to our school and be the offensive coordinator here. Or, and then after you worked up to like a tier three school, like a tier three, a three-star school, a one-star school, or a two-star school might be like, hey, instead of being the offensive coordinator, what if we made you our head coach? We know we're a lower tier school, but you're getting more power, a better position, and our pay will compensate for us being a lower star school at a better position. So this was in a game 10 years ago that we just don't have anymore. In Madden 12, a thing I thought was beautiful was every player had traits to the point where they would get along with other players. If you had a leader, a team that was a guy that was considered a leader, it would give like a boost to all the players in a certain position. Like a quarterback would boost the receivers or potentially the offensive line, depending on what kind of leader he was. Or a star receiver could make other receivers better because they would learn from him, which they kind of do now with a mentor system, but it worked different back then. It worked in a way that you could always get XP as opposed to, that's kind of how it works, but you mostly need to hope they get a mentorship for it to fully work in Madden 24 in the preseason. The experience you get for having a mentor on your team is not enough to really make up for the player being a mentor and take up a roster spot, because most mentors are so fucking old that they don't have any skills left. They have like 76 speed at wide receiver if they're a mentor. It's just, why is this the system? AJ Brown in my league right now is 32 years old, which is a veteran. All right, he could easily be a mentor. They just didn't give it to him. And I would understand if, like, okay, AJ Brown's kind of a selfish player in real life. He's kind of like Antonio Brown. But they don't have personality traits in the game. I mean, they sort of do, but not really to the point where it affects the game. The only traits that matter in Madden, let me just dumb this all down, because EA dumps everything down. The only traits that matter in Madden is QB senses pressure, wide receiver drops passes, and that's about it. That's about all that fucking matters. Nothing else does. Doesn't matter if they're spontaneous. Doesn't matter if they are predictable. Doesn't matter if they are penalized or not, because their penalties just don't exist unless EA feels like it. Like, put more traits in the game. Put more personalities in the game. Make it feel... Like, make each player feel unique. Right now, if I were to replace AJ Brown with George Pickens, there'd be no difference because they're pretty much the same fucking player in Madden. AJ Brown does not feel like AJ Brown. George Pickens does not feel like George Pickens. They're just tall, physical receivers. You could put any fucking generic name on there, and I don't think it would make a difference. And that's part of why I want to try Axis Football, because they're all generic players, but they supposedly feel different from one another. I need to either watch gameplay or play it myself to tell you if that's true or not. But, like, I think just giving somebody a personality, like, if people are happy to be around a player, find a way to make that show. Just find a way to make each player feel unique and not all the same. Right now, and this is going into my next point. Well, let's stay with traits real quick. This is going to be an hour-long episode because I'm just all over the place. Apologies, but this is what you guys come here for. You guys want my rants, you're getting my fucking rants on this one. Let's stick with the traits real quick. Because in Madden Ultimate Team, I believe, I can only say this from patch notes. I don't actually open that game mode. But I believe, and if not, it's in other fucking sports games. So it's something like they're capable of. I believe in Madden Ultimate Team, though, which makes it worse because it's within the game of Madden, they have team chemistry matter. Players will get, like, a boost in morale or a boost in rating somehow if they are, like, if you have a ground and pound team and you have a bunch of players that are ground and pound. Like, the 49ers are the perfect example because that is a running team where their receivers run, their running backs run, the quarterback probably sometimes run. I don't think Purdy runs too much, but that's besides the point. The offensive lineman prefers to run block as opposed to pass block. It gives them a morale boost because everybody on that team is meant to play together and team chemistry brings that up. However, if you were to bring in an AJ Brown who wants the ball all the time or an Odell Beckham who is more about personal stats, then that's going to affect team morale somewhat. That's what you could do if you give every player a personality where some personalities clash and some personalities get along and players could play better or worse as like depending on your personality. And this would add a whole nother element to your team building experience and make it feel so much more rewarding whenever your team does well. Now let's move on to another topic. And I think this will be the last topic that I talk about Madden for, because if I don't, I'll just continue running around in fucking circles. And I'll talk about this for the next 5 hours. I have a lot to bitch about when it comes to Madden. But the last thing I want to talk about is also in the team building realm, kinda. I want scouting to matter more. I think you should be able to interview the players, get a personality trait. I think you should be able to talk about like what you're looking for in your players as opposed to your scouts randomly giving you back different ratings. And most importantly, I think the rating system needs overhauled. I think it should be more of a trait-based system. Receivers, we'll go with receivers. You know, Wes Welker, we'll go to the past for our older football fans. Wes Welker is primarily a slot receiver and will play better in the slot. If you put him outside, he'll be a little bit more confused on what to do. He might run the wrong route or he'll get jammed at the line of scrimmage because he's a small dude, and that's probably what's going to happen with those outside corners, where a slot receiver doesn't really get jammed up as much. Even though in Madden, everybody gets jammed because physics are weird and everybody just kind of gets stuck on each other, but that's a whole different topic and a whole different rant that can go down. Because every play in Madden, I'll say this real quick, the way Madden is designed right now, every play should have offensive or defensive pass interference because the receivers and the corners don't know how to interact with each other. But neither's called. And it's normally the offense that gets fucked. And it's just a shame because it's so fucking poorly designed. What can I say? And maybe that sounds harsh, but like in football... football. Yeah, technically football. In the FIFA series, or actually they might call it like EA Football now or something, because I think they lost the rights to FIFA. They run and they play each other. They tug at the jerseys. It's something in another EA game showing that they are fucking perfectly capable of having players interact with each other, not stupidly. Anyway, back to ratings. I think ratings are so overrated at this point because they make such a huge deal out of them and everybody gets super butthurt about their ratings. So everybody's ratings are way higher than they need to be because they are trying not to like offend anybody. But then they also have people who, like Sam Laporta, who are playing amazing and they refuse to actually rise up to where they should actually be in the rating system. So I think ratings are so fucking dumb. And instead, let's try getting like traits. Let's try making players fit in on teams that where they need to fit in. The ground and pound team, the fucking air raid team. Like, have people fucking different sizes and heights. Like, you have your physical traits. Yeah, sure. But instead of like, oh, he has 92 speed, say he runs a 4.5. And I mean, they do say the combine score, but you get it once and it really doesn't matter what their combine score is. You look off to the side and they're like, does he have elite speed, great speed, good speed, solid speed, decent speed, shit speed, poor speed? The fucking combine doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And I can't believe this, but like, physical traits, just fucking have their combine score there, and then you have an idea how fucking fast they are. And then have like, oh, this person's a good short route runner, this person's a good medium route runner, this person's an elite medium route runner, this person is a poor route runner. Maybe, like, if you want to keep the ratings, because people love ratings, they eat that shit up, have a range. Have a range. Like, this person is about 70 to 75 at short route running. This person has 80 to 87 catching. And then, I mean, that works really well because I think there should be more of a fog of war. Something I absolutely despise is that whenever you draft somebody, you automatically know everything about them. As soon as the draft is over, you know 100% about this player. You know his dev trait, if it's hidden or not. You know his exact speed. You know how good he is at catching. You know how good he is at route running. You know if he's a bust. You know if he's a gem. You know if he's just a good player for where you fucking drafted him. There's no mystery. There's no figuring it out. And then you know right away if you're going to play him or not. You know. You know everything. That's not fun. That's not fun. We need a fog of war. And guess what? In Madden 12, in Madden 06, there is a fog of war. You had to actually use the player. And they do that with their hidden trait now. You have to play 500 snaps to find out if they're a star, a superstar, or an X Factor. But that, you know if they're normal right away. You know if they have normal development right away, so you know that they're going to be hard to develop as opposed to the ones with hidden, which encourages you to play the hidden ones more. Why don't you have everyone hidden, and then like catching should be on a scale or like just a mystery or a letter grade, and then after so many games, it not even so many games or plays or whatnot, but because right now it's based off downs played. But maybe after so many catches, like a wide receiver after so many catches in a catch in traffic situation, you start narrowing it down. Like, say you start like with a 60 to 92 range. And then as you have this player play in those situations and they're making catches in traffic or they're dropping catches in traffic, you kind of start narrowing it down. You start narrowing it down. It goes from 60 to 92 to 65 and 87 to 70 and 85, like say he's at the top end of it, that starts going down slower. Or, you know, you can get them real excited because that 70 comes up to a 75 and the 85 stays at 85, but then it ultimately settles on an 82. That 85 was just kind of there because he's been having a good stretch of games and it kind of threw off your scout a little, or your coach, or whoever. I think that would be a lot more fun than, hey, I drafted you. I know exactly what player you are now. There's no point in preseason. Why am I playing preseason? I don't need to know what players I like and what players I don't like. I can go into practice for fucking 5 minutes and see if I like the way a player feels better than another player. And I'm going to do that based off their acceleration, their change of direction. Like, if I'm trying to test out a halfback, and let's say I draft all seven rounds just halfbacks, seven halfbacks, and I want to see which one I like the most. Okay, well, I can see all their acceleration. Their accelerations are 94, 93, 90, 87, and lower, you know? Immediately, 87 and lower are just gone. Because if you have 87 or lower in acceleration for a halfback, you're pretty much worthless. Like, in Madden? Yeah, absolutely. You're not getting through that fucking hole. It doesn't matter. But if I do that and I draft seven halfbacks, and they all have a range of, you know, they have different ranges. Some of them might be able to be cut right away because they're a 70 to 82 in acceleration, which is really bad, but they're, like, route running is, like, fucking 80 to 95. And then they might have something else they can offer where I might want to keep them. But if I see 82 acceleration, I'm just cutting somebody because they aren't worth shit in the game. I mean, if I see 82 acceleration on a running back, then I see him have, like, 90-something route running, I might keep him, but I'm probably going to change positions. It doesn't matter. The point is, it's not, like, I don't want to know right away. What if I have four that... Okay, here's a good example. I have a 94 acceleration, a 90 acceleration, an 87, and an 84. The 87 and 84 are never going to get picked to be my starting running back. But they all have a range of 95 to 70 because of your scout. Your scout's just not that great. Or, like, you're maybe on the coaching tree, you need to raise your scouting. That's an option you could have. Is you get better scouting, so your ranges are smaller. But your scouting's not great, so they're all like fucking 70 to 95. You gotta actually utilize them, and maybe you'll be able to fill it out. Maybe the ones with 87 and 82 acceleration don't feel great, and you can immediately rule them out. But what if they do feel good? Like, what if they do feel alright to use? And then you get there, and you're like, oh, well, shit, this guy's 82 acceleration, but his change of direction has been carrying him, which you didn't know either because it also had a wide range. You actually have to use them to figure it out. You don't just know. What I'm trying to say is you won't know that you like this guy because he's not going to get a chance because you just saw 82 acceleration and said, fuck him. And then, like, going back to the personality traits, maybe as they age, they become more mature. Like, as a younger guy and at the age of 20... getting drafted, he is a little mischievous, likes to get in a little bit of trouble. Maybe he did get a little DUI, which they would just call an off the field incident, and then he got himself a little suspension because of it, you know? But as he grew older, he matured, and his personality trait can change. I think that's something that should be able to happen. And I just think all the stuff could make Madden so much more immersive. If they just didn't have a lazy company that only cared about Madden Ultimate Team. Maybe, like I said, if they create different teams, and I know technically there's a franchise team and a Madden Ultimate Team, but they're all under, like, this Madden umbrella where they are pressured to get everything in the same small amount of disk space that they are able to use. Where if they broke into two different games, they could actually give them both more disk space, they could focus on them separately and not think, oh, well, I want to add these features into Superstar mode, so we need to take a cut out of this Madden time or Madden Ultimate Team time, or more realistically, what typically happens. Yeah, we decided we wanted to add a lot more transactions to the Madden Ultimate Team, so we're going to add like these 20 features that are all going to be $20 a piece. And we don't have time for franchise because of that, so have fun with the roster update, nerds. Later! I don't think there's much more I can say about Madden. And I don't... To be honest, my voice hurts. I know voice is not a thing that's actually part of your body, but, like, I'm exhausted from talking. I think people who podcast understand this. That you can talk way too long, especially this is 55 minutes on my own. I've mostly been yipping and hollering or whatever you want to fuck. I've been ranting. I've been ranting a lot. There's been a lot of rambling. So I'm just going to cut. Like, there's so much more. There's so, and if you want me to talk about more, let me know. If there's shit that you don't like about Madden, let me know. I'll talk about it. I'll talk about this for days. I promise you. I will fucking, until we have a good Madden game, I will bitch about it. And I will bitch on this podcast as long as this podcast goes. And I don't see it stopping for anything soon because I don't, outside of work, I don't have much of a life, and this is what I do for fun, listen gaming, and watching some anime and other shows. So if you made it through this hour-long extravaganza, we aren't quite to an hour, but we're pretty much there, I appreciate the fuck out of you. If you enjoy it, if you think you have a friend that will enjoy it, please share it with said friend. Or if you feel like a lot of friends will enjoy it, please share it on Facebook. Just hit the little share button whenever I post it to my Shrek Attack page that you can like on Facebook. I also have an Instagram page that is also Shrek Attack. Shrek is spelled S-C-H-R-E-C. It's not likely ogre. I'm not big and green. I'm just big. Thank you. So I also have my own personal social medias that are at The Real B Shrek. That is The Real B-S-C-H-R-E-C. I say every week, if you search me on social media and I don't pop up on there, I don't have it. That's my handle for everything. One last favor, if you enjoyed the podcast, please rate it. Help me reach out to other people. I have a lot of impressions right now. I would like to have more listens go up with those impressions. And if you people who are listening are enjoying, think other people will enjoy it, please rate it, share it, and everything to help me spread and make this more fun for me. Because I will be more encouraged to do longer projects like this. I actually do have a few things I want to do in this podcast realm other than just like eventually make it to video. I want to hang a board above my computer of podcast ideas. That whenever I have one, I come to it and I write it down. Because very often I have good ideas and then I just fucking forget them. So there's a lot I want to do. This podcast is still very much in the beginning phases. And we are going to keep it that way. Now, one last housekeeping thing. I've mentioned how I'm going to work with the Clinically Average podcast. I'm going to record that tomorrow with them. So next week, I will not be talking about the Lions. I will not be talking about, you know, current events. Whatever we talk about is what we are going to talk about. It's an episode purely dedicated to them being my guest. And I hope you enjoy them because I know it's going to be a very fun episode. Who knows what kind of road we'll go down. We are three very thoughtful guys. We'll go with thoughtful guys. We are three very thoughtful guys. We've done podcasts together in the past. If you want to look up some of our old stuff to have an idea what to expect, look up Kids with Wrenches on YouTube and then find the ones featuring the three of us because there was kind of a rotating guest panel there. I just happened to be one of the guests that was on all the time. We're having a little Kids with Wrenches reunion. I'm very excited to see what we talk about and what happens. And I hope you are also looking forward to it. And as always, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hit the fucking music. Yeah.